You are now tuned in to Mastering Mitzvahs.
Mastering Mitzvahs.
A podcast focused on creating the perfect bar and bat mitzvah celebration, offering tips, tricks, and trends to ensure an amazing event. Mastering Mitzvahs. From New Jersey's own Explosive Entertainment.
Explosive Entertainment.
I know you're gonna dig this.
And here they are, your hosts, Dylan Weissman and Mike Langster.
Hey now.
What's going on, Dylan? Happy Monday.
The sun is shining. Spring has sprung. My allergies are kicking my butt. And we're here with another episode of Mastering Mitzvahs, Mike.
I know. It's so nice that I should be outdoors, but look, both of us are trapped indoors. This is one of our busiest weekends ever coming up. So it's full
speed. You should see. So the change of background, because I'm in one of our warehouses, and you should see the chaos that's going on in here. It's so fun, and it's like a big puzzle, but oh my goodness, this weekend is really going to be awesome.
Well, we're going to pop champagne after the weekend, but let's get to it. I'm so excited for this podcast episode.
Yeah, this is a really cool one, Mike. So look, I was really hands off on this. This was a little bit of magic from a lot of people on our team, and this story has to be told. So we actually have a really special guest here today. It's a true blue mitzvah family who just recently had their kids event with us, but it didn't always start that way, Mike. And the story plus some of the outlooks and the mentality and the perspective that this mother of the bar mitzvah boy had is definitely something that I believe that our listeners can value. And I don't want to waste any more time getting into it. So Mike, why don't you give us a proper introduction and we'll bring her on in.
Perfect. So Lili Jacobson, for her son's Reese's bar mitzvah that happened a couple weeks ago, she and I just hit it off. We had a great conversation. We hit it off, but it was a very non-traditional start. So let's bring Lili in and let's kick off episode 137 here.
Yeah. Woo. Here she is.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Happy to be here.
Lili, I don't have the date, my calendar in front of me. What was the date of your son's party?
Reese's bar mitzvah was April 13th. So very recently.
Okay. And today we're recording on April 29th. So yeah. 16 days ago. Yeah. Are you still in the high of it? Is it still like
very much finally? So. And the dreaded thank you cards have started. So here we are.
You're fast. I think what they say, I guess in the wedding world, at least you technically have a year. I think I was at like 360 days when we got ours out.
Very good. I am not your mother, but if I was, they would have been out after 2 weeks.
Well done. And how about Reese? Is he still like running around on the high? And like, what was the afterthoughts of everything with his friends?
Just amazing. It's really transformed so much of how kids see him. And that's really what we wanted for him out of his bar mitzvah. He's sort of this kid who presents one way, but we know him to be another way. And this just allowed him to really come out of his shell and everyone's responding to it. It's amazing.
Wow. That's powerful.
You just said something that was so cool. And I guess I don't even think about it because my kids are young, but like, you know, a bar bat mitzvah is a coming of age tale in a lot of different ways. Both religiously and spiritually, but also kind of in like a status way with your friends and your community. And I guess I never really considered like how a bar mitzvah, especially a successful one, can really help elevate the confidence and the I want to call it status, but like basically the credibility inside your friend groups. And I mean, that's cool. It's scary, but cool when done right.
Very much so. And it's not even so much about like social status as it is about like the other kids getting to see who your child really is. You know, I feel like this world of social media, everything is so on the phones and just like going back and forth and it's the same thing, rinse and repeat. And these kids really just got a whole new perspective. I had no idea he was into this. I can't believe he could do this. Wow, that's so cool. And it really just, we see it now everywhere with his school friends on the soccer field. Everyone who was there is just blown away.
You know, wow. I say it all the time, especially because I hear from families. They're like, you know, I'm really nervous that my kid isn't going to want to dance, or I'm really nervous that they're not going to be okay with the center of attention. They're really reserved. They're really shy. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again here. Your kid, in most cases, when done right, will be the best versions of themselves on that day. Even with the spotlight, and even with it being like, you know, kind of a unique situation for them. It's not like they're in their bedroom in their safe spaces. While it is big and bad, I find that when they're surrounded by their friends and their family who are supportive in a venue that they feel comfortable in, they're the best versions of themselves. And it sounds like Reese was exactly like that.
100%. And it's also, I think, so much for the parents knowing who your child is and not being afraid to embrace who they are, even if it's an unconventional type bar mitzvah.
Well, so that's a great segue. It's like you've done this podcasting thing before. Mike, this wasn't a traditional banquet hall, right, Mike?
But Lili, tell us how you ended up at Iron Peak, which is a indoor sports and fitness facility. But there was another step before Iron Peak, I believe. So can you kind of pave that road for us?
Sure. So Reese is just a very unique child, very movement focused, hyper, wanting to move all the way around, hashtag ADHD mom, fully proud of it. And he embraces it and loves who he is. And we knew that a traditional bar mitzvah just would not be right for him. So 2.5 years prior, when my brain starts going, I was like, we need to find somewhere that he can move, he can go, he can do. And it's not just going to be 5 hours of dancing because he's going to get bored. I found another venue in North Jersey, similar idea, rock climbing, Nerf venue, the whole idea. Reached out to them. She was surprised that I was calling so far in advance, which I honestly did not think was very far in advance. That should have been the first sign for me, but anywho. And I booked the venue there. And when things started getting closer to, you know, about a year out, I was the one having to constantly do all the calling and the inquiring. And that's when I actually brought in a party planner because I felt like either I was missing something or I wasn't communicating well. And my party planner is literally, can I name her? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Lisa Eivler is beyond words, a magical unicorn of a human being. I don't know how she does what she does, but anyone who is looking, and it's great because I like that she offers full planning. She offers like partial planning, and then she just offers day of. So I feel like she really covers all the bases. We went out to the venue with about 6 months to go after I was really struggling to get a feel from the venue what it was that, you know, we really wanted out of the party. And when we arrived, to our surprise, there was a different person there than the original person who I had been speaking to. She introduces me to this person and says, oh, hi, by the way, I'm moving to Greece and he's buying the venue and going to redo the whole thing. But don't worry, it'll be done in 6 months before his bar mitzvah.
Whoa.
Wow. So like you were definitely, you know, in a state of shock at that point.
Beyond. And Lisa and I had also just met for the first time at this venue and were kicking each other under the table with everything that was going on. And the minute we walked out, I just looked at her. I said, no, like, just no, because there's no, you're telling me it's going to be done. It's like your furniture's on the truck. Your check is in the mail. 6 months later, we're going to arrive and there's going to be nothing ready. And sure enough, it was not done in time for the bar mitzvah, as I came to find out from another vendor.
Wow. So you made the right decision, clearly.
Very much so. And we ended up then scrambling. I was looking everywhere. iPlay America, Funplex, just trying to, again, find something different. And when I came across, I knew I wanted something with Ninja Warrior because he's a very avid climber. I came across Iron Peak, and on their website, they advertised having done bar mitzvahs and events. They had a whole setup on the website with these pictures. And I was like, this just looks great. So we went out there and it was really phenomenal. They have an arcade, they have Ninja Warrior, they have climbing. They had a whole area to set up for the DJ and the dance floor. It was just everything I ever could have wanted. And that's sort of how we ended up there.
So we named this episode Karma Saving the Day. And there's a few different pulls on the word karma today, but this is one of them. Finding a venue, hitting that like nervous point of, I don't know if this is right, and then finding something 10 times better.
10 Mike, times better, right.
It's incredible because we talk about this stuff all the time, but hearing it in action from a family who just did it, it makes me feel like we're doing something right. It's not like we're just throwing out our opinions here. It didn't feel right for you, Lili, so you changed it. You had that gut feeling, right?
I changed almost everything. So something that I would love for your listeners to learn from, when I had originally booked at this venue 2.5 years ago, the whole shtick with them was, and we have the DJ who we've used here, and we have the caterer who we've used here, and we have the photographer who used here. Just use our people. It'll be great. This was, of course, before I hired Lisa. And I was like, sure, why not? They're going to know exactly what they're doing. They've done it there before. So I gave a deposit to the photographer. I gave a deposit to an MC who would then hire the DJ. And I did not give a deposit to a caterer, which I don't know why, but maybe something was like, I need to do more research on the food. I ended up having to keep the DJ and the photographer because I'd already given them a deposit and I didn't want to lose out. So I let them know, hey, you know, we're switching venues. Where Michael comes into this is in the case of the DJ. So again, I'm calling the DJ. I'm saying, hey, man, like, you know, I need all these things because now Lisa's going through the checklist of what I need to do with the DJ. And on our first phone call, he's telling me, okay, you need to go on to Oriental Trading and buy all of the light up stuff and the glow stuff. And I'm like, why am I the one buying this? And how do I know what to buy? How do I know how much to buy? But I'm like, maybe this is normal. And then Lisa's asking, what are we showing the montage on? And when I asked him, he was like, oh, I don't have TVs. I mean, in hindsight, I should have just been like, this is a bad idea. Like, what does this guy actually do? So in my craziness, trying not to bother Lisa, I start looking for all these different AV and DJ and musical entertainment in New Jersey. Google was like blowing up in my face. And I came across Michael and he was amazing from the get-go. We really hit it off. Just here's what I can do. I can offer you anything from a video screen all the way down to small TVs to middle to big, like anything that I could have possibly wanted. I was like, wow, wish I had found this guy sooner, but okay, I guess he'll just do our TVs.
You said that in the first call. And
I did.
You know, I felt the same way. I wish you called us first, but you know, I'm a believer. Like if you have something in place and your heart is telling you, you know what, I got to do the right thing. I locked in this DJ. I got to stay with him. Like loyalty says a lot, but in the next 6 months, I think things started to crumble a little bit more for you.
They very much did. It was a lot of very minimal communication, hearing from the MC that it would be one DJ, then it would be another DJ. Things just kept like changing. And I'm looking at this situation and saying to my husband, I don't know, something just doesn't feel right. Came to be that I found out that Lisa and Michael have like a great relationship. They go to networking groups together. They all know each other. And I was like, oh, why didn't I just have you reach out to Michael? She was like, all right, we've got this all figured out. We're good. It was 3 days before my son's bar mitzvah, literally the Wednesday before his bar mitzvah.
Wait, before we get there. So you have this other DJ company.
Yes.
You hired them.
Yes.
Then you found Explosive to do some of your AV.
Just the AV first. To show the montage on two screens. That's it.
And how many days in advance before you booked that service?
How many days? What was it? Like 4 months before?
Yeah,
maybe?
I think somewhere between 4 to 6 months before we were locked in for TV.
It was a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. Like most families hit the bar and bat mitzvah date, you know, 2 or 3 years in advance.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of their vendors, you know, years in advance. So this is a small amount of time. So you got yourself a DJ company, and there's also going to be some other enhancements like AV technology to show your montage and do all the zap shots and stuff like that from us.
Yeah.
Now we're whatever it is, the week of your celebration.
And
Dylan, I'm sorry, Lily, I'm going to interject one more time. When we first had that call, 4 months out, we'll call it, you know, for us to just send TVs is a bit challenging. Like it's, you know, we have to send a team and a truck, and I wanted, what else can we do? And then I found Lisa was involved, and Larry from Aviance was involved doing a dance floor and lounge furniture. It was like, it felt so weird, like real to me, because like all the people we normally work with were involved, but we weren't in the driver's seat for entertainment.
Right. So, and I had come to sort of piece all of this together because of the insanity of a 6 month window that I was essentially now left with when I really had started the planning 2.5 years before.
Right. So now we're week of, and
week
you guys
of,
called me with this frantic call, please explain what happened.
So the 2 days prior to the frantic call, so his bar mitzvah was Saturday the 13th. Monday, we had our final call with the DJ, which I didn't even feel like it was the final call. I honestly felt like it was the first call, but I'm like, it's going to be okay. Everything is good. We get on the phone with the MC and he's like, the DJ is going to be joining us in a minute. I've got this great DJ. I work with him all the time. This is all that he does. The DJ never joins the call throughout the entire thing. And like the MC doesn't even explain to me, oh, sorry, he's texting me. He can't, blah, 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 like nothing. And during the call, we're going through things, but now after having worked with Michael and his amazingly organized, possibly slightly OCD spreadsheet, I literally realize this guy knew nothing of what he was doing. And when we hung up the phone, he was just like, oh, it's going to be great. Yep, perfect. I'll see you on Saturday. Hung up the phone. I hung up the phone. I said to my husband, I don't have a good feeling. I feel like something is going to go wrong. And when they say, listen to your intuition, man, it is real. And you just feel it. I really think it's a gift from God. Wednesday morning, I get a text from the MC with a photo of a thermometer. I kid you not. Showing 102.7. So this is Wednesday. Lily, I have a fever. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can make it. And I wrote to him. I said, go to urgent care. Like, I'm his mother. What's wrong with you? And it's Wednesday. Most people with a fever, 3-4 days, you're fine. It's like he was looking to get out of it. And with my feeling, and then this, I'm 12 years old trying to get out of a bad situation photo that he sent me. I called my husband. I said, I got to get my money back and we need to fix this. First, before even calling my husband, I called Lisa. She was like the stand-in for my husband. I was like, please fix this and fix this now. She literally right away got on the phone with Michael, who was a saint, and was like, if it was any other weekend, I would not have been able to do anything. It was like all the stars aligned. Everybody came together. It was a not busy weekend for whatever reason. Maybe people didn't like the idea of having their kids mitzvah on the 13th, which actually in Judaism is a very lucky number. Most people don't know that. And it was just amazing. Lisa's favorite MC, Samaj, was available. I literally love that man. And Reese does too. We still talk about him all the time. And he called us that next day, got a feeling for Reese, understood everything. We got a whole package going with Michael that covered everything that we were supposed to have with this guy, including all the giveaways that I now still have from Oriental Trading that I am now stuck with.
I didn't know that.
Had I known that, I would have said, work something out. But that's so funny.
That all happened inside like 5 days. I remember talking with Mike. He's like, Dylan, can we pull this off? And you guys did. It was a no-brainer to us because we like Mike said, it was kind of strange for us to have all of our favorite friends of ours, all of our vendor friends that we work with every single weekend, and we're not being there. So it was really like it was fun for us to pull it off that fast too. So you love Samaj, you loved Lisa, and you trusted your gut, and you got something that was spectacular in the end result right here.
Just amazing. And really the best of everything that Reese wanted. We did an hour and a half cocktail hour because during that time, that's when the kids were climbing and doing the Ninja Warrior course and the aerial ropes course and playing at the arcade. And it really allowed them, again, like most people, like cocktail hour and a half, who does that? But that was the time that we wanted them to be busy. My son goes to all these mitzvahs and he's literally like, we play a game. Oh, we like, you know, shoot a few hoops into a basketball. And like, then we're bored. These kids were not bored. And the adults were upstairs overlooking all the kids from the balcony, seeing all of this fun going on. We even got to have a penalty kick competition because they have a turf area and Reese is an all-star goalie. And so everybody got to come and take penalty shots on Reese in between cocktail hour and the actual party starting. He had this fantastic intro where he jumped out of one of these like rock climbing things onto a swing. There it is right there. And Samaj just introduced everybody perfectly. Then it was the perfect amount of dancing. The food was fantastic. Like it wasn't too much dancing, too much climbing. You can make it work with anything that you want for your child. You just have to be able to tell them what it is you want. And Lisa's a unicorn. Michael is a dream maker. It's all I can say.
The quote of the century right there.
It's so true though. And I really mean it. I would tell.
Now I gotta deal with Mike's ego the rest of the week. Thanks.
So can we slow down? Cause there was so much information just expelled right there. And we're a little bit past the halfway point of our podcast. The first half of this podcast was you giving backstory and how you ended up, where you ended up, and some of the obstacles you encountered. And now let's talk about like the great outcomes. You had this super cool venue that doesn't do a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs, and they want to do more. They want to do more. And, you know, day after day, we field phone calls of clients that said, I want something different. Do you know anything different? You know, any different venues? But often people can't get out of their own way, and they can't think out of the box. But you did. You thought out of the box. You found this venue. And I don't know whose idea it was for a 90-minute cocktail hour, but it was brilliant.
Lisa.
It was Lisa. Brilliant.
Any brilliant idea that has nothing to do with D-Day Entertainment is Lisa. The other ones are you. So, like, just divide it that way.
Again, my head's growing right now.
Right, and hers probably too. But that's okay. Well worth it. You guys just,
you know, Dylan said before, you know, we preach so many things in this podcast, and we write blogs all the time, and we, like, the mantra that we always say is, like, no two parties need to be the same. And while there's a formula for success, let's try to bend the rules a little bit here and there. And for you to have done 90 minutes of cocktail hour, I thought was brilliant. When I first saw the timeline, it just made sense. And I think the kids got all their energy and excitement out, because then we shifted to traditional. We brought everybody together because you wanted to do candle lighting,
the challah, the wine, the horah. All of that still happened because we put in a huge dance floor. So it was honestly the best of everything.
It kind of is like, you knew your kid, you knew what type of competitive nature he had, you knew what type of rambunctious his friends were, you picked a venue based on that. And then you took the mold of what a great bar bat mitzvah could look like without throwing away any of the traditional formality that you're looking for, like your horah and your speeches and your montage, and just kind of reverse engineered it and knew that you could make it happen. With a great team in place, with Lisa, you know, creating your timeline and Explosive coming out and executing it. It's really, really important to realize that what Mike is saying is there's a formula for success, but we can fit square peg in round hole. I know that doesn't really happen, but you can fit that. Like, we've done bar bat mitzvahs on ice before, in pools before, at, you know, like in this case, a rock gym or, you know, an arcade, Dave and Buster's. We have one coming up at an athletic center that is three basketball courts deep.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we can take venue. It's funny. The whole idea of mobile entertainment is kind of the division that we're in. And it's because we take things that aren't supposed to be moved and move them into spaces that otherwise wouldn't be able to happen. Like moving all the games into a place that doesn't have them. Or in this case, bringing in dancing entertainment in a rock gym or in the sports facility. So it's like you go back to kind of the roots of the sacred mission that we're on here. And it's great parties regardless of circumstance. And that's kind of what we have here.
So Lily, so often people ask us, you know, do I really need an event planner, or why do I need an event planner? Clearly your experience was amazing, calling Lisa Eifler a unicorn, but, you know, do you think you could have done it without her? And what did she bring to the table?
I never could have done it without her. I would tell anyone, even if you don't want someone who's going to do like sort of the soup to nuts start to finish, let someone help you with, like, you know, the sort of partial planning if you're not feeling the whole thing. Because in a situation like this, if I had been left to my own devices to have to find everything that you guys provided for us 3 days prior to a bar mitzvah, there would have been no bar mitzvah. Because when you have the relationship that Lisa, or I'm sure many other wonderful party planners, have with companies like yours, all they have to do is just call and say, what can you do? And I'm sure if you couldn't have done it, you would have been able to say, oh, I know a guy, call him. I can't do that as just a regular customer. That doesn't hold any water. So having that person on your side, the person who says, oh, hey, I know you're doing an hour and a half cocktail hour for the kids. Let's keep the adults entertained. Should we either do blackjack tables or a mentalist? And I'm like, what's a mentalist? And Lisa gave us this amazing referral, Cameron Style. He's fantastic. And literally kept the adults and just strolling through the cocktail hour. And people were captivated by him. But again, it was something different. It was something exciting. It was something people hadn't seen before. And they didn't even know that they liked it until they were in it. And they're like, oh, I want to go find him. Let's go do this again. She just has great ideas. Get a break dancer, because that'll really liven things up. I never would have thought of these things on my own. As wonderful as I am, I never would have thought of these things on my own. So it's like, I almost think of it like, if you want advice, go to a friend. If you want to understand the root of your decision-making and habits, find a therapist. I found a therapist in Lisa in the bar mitzvah world. She was the one who was really able to understand the root of everything and fix everything that I needed fixed.
this is, you have these one-liners. You're turning a phrase better than anyone I've known. And I can't wait to, I can't wait to have Connor, who's chiming in right here, who was one of your leads on that job.
Yes.
He's saying it was one of his favorite events, and he's been working with us for a while. He's saying this was one of my favorite events. He came back elated that he was a part of it. So I know that if our staff is coming back saying how much fun it is, it only means that you guys must have been, you know, 10 times that.
Everything was really and all the staff, all the dancers, the again, Samaj, I literally love him, like just love him. But all the dancers, and they got so into everything. It's like it was for them because they were literally loving it as much as Reese was. And all the kids picked up on it. They were getting on the rock walls. They were getting in there kicking balls with the kids, dancing with everyone, just paying so much attention to my young nieces and nephews, making sure they got some of the things that were being thrown out from the stage. Just really so attentive and engaging and fun. Like if I wasn't an old lady, I'd want to hang out with them.
You're so much fun. I bet they would love to hang out with you as well. I have two questions for you. Did you first have a vision of it being a dance party as well? Or did that just like organically happen?
It kind of happened. I knew I wanted a DJ because even though Reese isn't like a 5-hour dance party kid, I almost thought it would just be like more that he'd be like in the background and playing music. And if some of the adults wanted to dance, and this just turned into an all out party, but the timing was perfect that it wasn't 5 hours of just dancing, because that would not have been right for Reese. And nobody got sick of the dancing. The kids weren't on the side on their phones because we constantly kept things going. Again, it was like cocktail hour to dancing. Then we brought out the games that the kids were playing, Coke and Pepsi, all that other stuff. They were so into it. Then it was time to eat. Then for dessert, we had a waffle station that was amazing. Waffles and Dreams, love them, and so well priced, and their food was fantastic. So all the kids were into that. Then arcade, more dancing. And to top it all off, from Curbside Confections, who I also cannot recommend enough, a Chick-fil-A truck, which was the nice highlight of the night for everybody at the end, sort of a great way to cap it off. So again, I a la carted everything, and it was very hard, and I should have just had Lisa and Michael to begin with, but everything, again, karma, it all happens for a reason.
Well, yeah, you have another child coming up, and the second one's always a lot easier.
The second I get his date, you guys are doing everything. You, Lisa, I already told you, I don't care what you have, and Samaj too. I was like, I don't care what you have that day, you're ours.
So that night I was in Manhattan doing a party, and when I got in my car after waiting, you know, 45 minutes for the guy to give me my car, the phone rings and it was Connor, and he said, Mike, this is the best party ever. And like my smile must have been ear to ear. Like I was literally so happy to hear from him. I knew it was going to be amazing, but I didn't think it was going to be the dance party that he had described. And he said, Mike, the cocktail hour was awesome, and then nobody left the dance floor. And I thought, with so many, I'm going to call them distractions, but I mean that in a great way, with the Ninja Warrior stuff, the rock climbing, you know, the arcade, like they are distractions to the dancing, but they were used at the right time and the right amount of time. And it, the way he had described it, it just sounds like it couldn't have been any better.
Absolutely not. And I'm telling you, these kids, I think they just appreciated how different it was. All the mitzvahs that they've been to, A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are very much like inside the box, cut and dry, rinse and repeat, the same formula, which does work. But for these kids, a lot of the time it's like, okay, or sometimes even I'll get calls from my son after 2 hours, Mom, I'm bored, can you come pick me up? And I'm like, no, this is their day, you need to stay. I didn't want anyone to be bored. And honestly, no one was bored, not the adults, not the kids. I'm still getting phone calls and texts from people how fantastic it was.
I love that. I have one last question or thought, you know, as we kind of wrap up our 30 minutes here. We often say that, you know, in picking all of your vendors, DJ, photographer, florist, decorator, whatever it is, it's hard to differentiate what makes one different than another. And you're the prime example. You know, a venue said, hey, there's this DJ. He's very experienced. He works at our place all the time. Of course you're going to say, sounds good. Like, yep. it makes sense. Clients often say to us, like, what makes you different? And we do our best to explain it. But may I ask you to try to explain what you just experienced? Like, you had DJ one who maybe pretended to be a bar mitzvah DJ. And then you had a company that is a bar mitzvah company. Like,
world difference. And I think it starts with you as the mitzvah parent, just doing your due diligence, right? Like, we're also hesitant to like offend people or question things, because when something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. And so if I had said, oh, you know what, that sounds good, let me look into him, let me talk to him first, and then I'll let you know if we want to go with him, instead of just blindly trusting the venue, I probably would have been in a very different situation, right? Like, even checking out his Instagram, which I am not a social media person, but I do have Instagram. Even just checking that out after the fact with Lisa, we were like, oh my God, like, how could I not have even thought to look at that in the first place? The questions that I should have asked that you just came out and were asking me in the first place without me even having to rack my brain to know what would be an appropriate thing to get from a DJ, an AV person, a sound person, the Zap photographer. You have to trust your gut and not be afraid to question these people. It's also very hard when you have a single person doing something versus a company. So I know that if we had you, and let's say your MC got sick, you could have been like, sucks, he has COVID. However, I have these other people that you can choose from. So talk to them and we can, you know, figure out which one you think is going to be the best fit. I think this one is the most like the original one you picked, but I want you to be able to choose. When it's a one-man band who doesn't leave you with any other opportunity, you're really kind of screwing yourself in the what if worst case scenario. And you have to be prepared for it. I lived it.
I'm so happy, by the way, that you got your money back so easily.
Well, that was the other thing that when I asked for it back, goes, yep, no problem, sending you Venmo right now. I was like, oh my God, like he really wanted out. Oh, and the part that really made me hesitant after that phone call on the Monday night was he asked me, what time did our party end? And I'm like, I know I've told you this, but I said to him, I go, it ends at 10 o'clock. And he goes, well, I have another event starting at 10 o'clock in Brooklyn. And I said to him, how are you getting from Hillsborough, New Jersey, which is far south, to Brooklyn at the same time? Oh, don't worry, I'll figure it out. That's what gave me that pause to say to my husband, I think something's not right. And then sure enough, 2 days later, the infamous thermometer picture.
Wow. Well, Lily, we're at our 30-minute mark, and I can tell you that this is one of my favorite episodes ever.
Connor's saying
that you had one of his favorite events, and we do podcasts every week or so, and this is one of my favorites, and it's because it's a real story. It's showcasing some of the tips and tricks that we often are preaching, but you experienced it, and we are such a huge fan of you that we had to get your story on here.
Thank you. No, I'm a huge fan of you guys. Really. It's just you lifesavers. Truly.
We say it before. And I think that the reason why you felt, I'm assuming, but the reason you felt so connected to the staff that was there is because internally our office loved you and your story from the jump. And I'm using this as an example from the inside. Like, if we love you as a family, the odds of us coming out there and doing even bigger and even better and even more excited is probably higher. And it's one of those things where it's like, we want to work with cool people. And the end result here is like, good things happen to good people. And Lily, you are good people. So the story is really, really awesome, from going from a venue that wasn't going to be ready for you to switching your venue to having an entertainment company that ended up not panning out for you, that 5 days prior, you end up booking the whole mitzvah package with us. And coming down with just one of the most epic celebrations ever. You know your kid, you know what he likes, you know your family, you know what they like, and you leaned into that and embraced it. And that is what it's all about. So, Lily, thank you so much for being a part of this thing. Mike, any closing thoughts here?
Every bit of this episode was awesome. Thank you. I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, Dylan just kind of said it, but I'm going to add to it. We care. Like that, like when people say to us, what makes you different? I'm going to say we care. And your story was very heartfelt to us. We share, not all, but a lot of detail with our team, so they're prepared when they show up. Like, they knew a little bit of the backstory when they got there, and they knew they had to go the extra mile because of this situation. And to come back and Connor say it was one of the best parties he ever was part of, like, it just feels so good. And that's why I couldn't wait to get you on this podcast. So thank you so much for being here. Do you have any final tips you would give to any listeners?
I would tell your listeners, know your child. It's about them, not about you. And I know that's a hard thing for a lot of parents to accept, but it's really not. Your kid wants to be happy and be able to show off the best version of themselves. And don't be afraid to be different. Doesn't have to be the same as everybody else. Different is exciting for these kids because they're going to so many and you really just want to stand out. And use explosive because you will not regret it in any way, shape, or form. Yay. They are caring. They are fantastic. And they offer anything, anything in the world. A horror chair that lights up. Where was that in 1996 when I was being bat mitzvahed? I would have loved that. Just everything. They are masters of their crafts. And it's going to make your life so much easier to just use someone who knows what they're doing. Don't think that you know because you're not a professional and you don't. They are. Let them do what they do, and they do it so well.
Amazing. We couldn't have said it any better. So let's close this podcast out. Lily, stay here. We're going to just put you behind scenes for a second. But episode 137, a unique party, karma saving the day. What a great podcast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Any questions, thoughts, or tips you want to share, let us know.
This is an exact example of, like, you know, families asking us, hey, we want to hear more real stories. So, you know, your thoughts and ideas and direction for this podcast matters. So thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for giving us your feedback. And Mike, episode 137 in the books. We can't wait for 138. Till we see you next time. Enjoy the weather. Peace.